What is up, guys? My name's Jordan, and I'm with my old man, Howie, who was eliminated in the fantasy football playoffs this week. And welcome to episode 11 of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
It's a good thing I could laugh. Because I really want to cry. Because as Jordan just said, I was eliminated from the playoffs in two of the leagues that I play in. But I did win in two of the leagues that I'm playing in. And I don't mean to create a sob story, but when you go into the Sunday night game and your team is winning by 26.6 points and you're playing against Stephon Diggs, and Stephon Diggs scores 27.1 points on the last play of the last catch on the last drive of the game when the Bills are trying to extend the game, then I'm going to cry a little bit. But let's put that behind, fans, because here we are with episode 11, the week 15 NFL preview, and we have our special guest. We're probably more excited to have him on our show than any guest we've had to date. He's 15 years old, and this is our good friend. He's like family to us, Jack Attack Poznak. Hey, Jack, hey. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, awesome. Welcome to the show. We've been waiting, looking forward to having you on and stuff like that. So, how you feeling about football so far this season, Jack?
It's been really well.
Awesome, awesome. And Jack, who's your favorite team?
New York Giants.
And who's your favorite player?
Daniel Jones.
Awesome, Daniel awesome. Jones. You love Daniel Jones even when he's banged up and he's limping on one leg, right?
Hell yeah. Sounds Jack Attack himself.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Now that we've introduced Jack, he's going to be along with us as we kick off our Week 15 NFL preview, the semifinals of the fantasy football playoffs. Congrats to whoever had a bye last week. Hopefully, you're not playing Derrick Henry this week. Let's kick things off with the Thursday night game, the Chargers versus the Raiders. I'm going to be the first one to say Justin Herbert better perform well this week. Because he played the worst defense in the league last week and put up 15 points in ESPN. So I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know if it's because Eckler's back and he's just relying on him on small dump-off passes. I don't know if it's the coach. It may be the coaching because the Chargers coach is giving Adam Gase a run for his money as worst coach in the league. But Justin Herbert better get his act together. I'm starting him in three leagues this week. Keenan Allen, he needs to continue to dominate in every sort of league standard PPR. Eckler continues to do his thing. Looking at the Raiders side, Derek Carr having his ups and downs of the year. They recently fired their defensive coordinator because clearly they're one of the worst defenses in the league. Derek Carr having an okay season. Josh Jacobs, eh. I mean, he's really the only person you could rely on in fantasy.
Josh Jacobs actually tweeted out early in the day yesterday that he wasn't going to be playing to all of the fantasy football players who have him on their team, and then said, psych, I actually am playing. Jack Attack, what do you think of the Raiders and the Chargers? Who are you looking forward to see play on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a great game. I think the Chargers might have a chance. Getting past the Raiders.
Yep, Chargers getting a chance to get past the Raiders. I totally agree. Justin Herbert better perform, though. Right, Jack?
Yeah. I mean, if you saw that game against the Falcons, it was a really intense game.
Yep, came down to the wire.
And he threw it to one of the receivers to get out of bounds. That was a great pass to him.
Yep, he threw a pick and then led the game-winning drive for the game-winning field goal, and then they got the win.
Yeah, one player who Jordan forgot to mention who's been a steady hand the whole season, especially at a position that's very shallow, which is tight end, is Darren Waller. I'm sorry, Darren Waller.
And Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry as well. No disrespect to Hunter Henry. Jack, nope. Who's your favorite player between those two teams? You like Herbert? You like Derek Carr?
No, I like Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Just a little inside scoop of what I'm going through. After Justin Herbert had his bad performance yesterday, I bought a full-size signed helmet by him, hoping for a little bit of good luck in the this week and hopefully next week in the fantasy football playoffs. So I'm putting a lot of trust in him. He's the heart and soul of my team, my teams, and I hope he does well.
Yeah, Jordan using all his hard-earned birthday and Hanukkah gifts to make a purchase of a Justin Herbert helmet. So we're looking forward to seeing what that looks like. Moving on to this week's slate.
Not Sunday football, but Saturday football.
And I got to tell you, the only thing that makes me happier than Sunday, Monday, or Thursday football is Saturday football. Saturday afternoon, one game at a time, 4:30 and 8:15. The first game, Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos.
Yep. Jack, I mean, you know who the quarterback of the Bills is.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen slowly as a dark horse becoming an MVP candidate. A dark horse.
He's an extremely dark horse.
Yep. He took down the Steelers, who look horrible as of recent.
In all fairness to the Steelers, 4 games in 18 days. And their bye was week 5 because other teams had COVID. But listen, they're banged up, no question. They've gone from looking like one of the best teams in the league to needing some time to recover.
I mean, yep. I mean, my dad's probably not going to watch a lot of this game because Stefon Diggs is in the game and he ruined his Sunday night and Monday morning. Jack was pretty happy, though, with Stefon Diggs. But,
yeah, he's on my team.
Yep, mm-hmm. On Jack's team. Moving on, most likely, to the semifinals. Hopefully, we'll have a showdown in the championship. But, Stefon Diggs, Josh Allen, obviously must start.
Yep.
Looking at the running back court.
By the way, just to mention, not to cut you off, Jordan, it looks like John Brown's going to play this week. If John Brown does play, the Cole Beasley train might slow down a little bit. What were you going to say, Jack?
No, that he is playing. That's good to know.
Right now, he's leaning towards playing.
Okay.
But, John Brown and Cole Beasley are very far-fetched receivers that you want to be starting at this point if John Brown returns. Not must starts, obviously. If you need a receiver, then you can use them. Looking at the Broncos side, no one's really a must.
Stay away. Actually, I don't want to disrespect Tim Patrick because Tim Patrick is one of those guys who's been doing it every week. He's one of those guys 3-4 times. The experts still are not respecting him. But if you need a wide receiver, I would roll out Tim Patrick. And Melvin Gordon has been like an RB2, RB3.
Melvin Gordon actually picked up a small injury this week. And if you do advance to the championship, be on the lookout. Melvin Gordon actually has his court case for his DUI charge this coming Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, I think. So be on the lookout for that.
Jack, who do you like in this game? Who do you like to win? Which players do you like?
Yeah, I think the Bills are going to win this one.
Yeah.
I have James on my lineup, so I think he went off. So I feel like they're going to have a good chance of beating the Broncos. So.
Yep, Stefon Diggs helping Jack to most likely win this week and ruining Howie's weekend. Moving on.
Next up, man, I'm the old man. I lost 2 games. My weekend's going to be ruined. I may stop watching football.
No, don't.
No, I won't. So the second game on the Saturday slate is Carolina in Green Bay. Jack, what do you think of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been doing really well. Yeah, Packers are coming off a win, I guess.
Against the Lions.
The Lions, yeah, right. They won that 21-24. That was a close game. I really think that I'm going to win this one.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers is in the MVP conversation with Patrick Mahomes. Devontae Adams is just a stud. The guy just catches passes and scores touchdowns.
It's just him and Tyreek Hill for battle of the top receiver.
I'm taking Aaron Jones.
Or Aaron Jones.
I mean, Devontae Adams.
See what Stephon Diggs does to him? Messes him up.
Oh, man.
Mentally.
Can you dig it?
But, yeah, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, obviously top three players at their position.
Oh, and by the way, Jordan is hoping and praying that Christian McCaffrey is going to come back. I keep telling him he's banged up. You know, Jack is hoping he's going to come back.
For his life.
I hope he comes back for Jack, but he doesn't come back for Jordan.
Hey!
That's all he's hoping for.
But if McCaffrey's still out, Mike Davis.
He's been great.
Putting on a show. Must start, in my opinion. I think he's a low RB1 this week.
Yep.
Samuel, wide receiver for the Panthers, who's been pretty cool, under the radar, consistent.
Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore, I mean, if you have better options, I would probably stay away from them. Packers cornerbacks are great. Jaire Alexander, phenomenal this year. But I do have the Packers taking this game, and I'm pretty sure Jack and Howie also have them winning this game.
So moving on to Sunday, the first game on the slate is Tampa Bay with my boy TB12 Tom Brady going against the banged up Atlanta Falcons, who hopefully will have Julio Jones. Jack, what are your thoughts on the Bucs and the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a really good game. The Tampa Bay Falcons are coming off a win against the Vikings.
Yep, big win.
Big win. Falcons are coming off a loss to the Chargers.
Yep.
So I think Antonio Brown would be great for that game and Gronk.
Yep.
Miller, Mike Evans.
Yep, all the receivers.
I think Atlanta has the worst pass defense in the league.
But clearly Herbert can't take advantage of that last week with his 15 points.
Get over it, Jordan.
They can't. No.
Jordan has to get over it.
But if Leonard Fournette, who I think was a healthy scratch this week, is out again. It's Rojo season. Let's put him in your lineups. Enjoy the
production. And Ronald Jones,
yep. Mike Evans, despite having some low yardage games, he still finds his way into the end zone. Chris Godwin is a start. Antonio Brown may have a little flex value against a banged up Atlanta Falcons defense. Yeah. But
on the Tampa side of the ball, Tampa's run defense is very, very good. I would stay away from the Falcons' backfield, Jordan.
As much as that kills me because Antonio Gibson decides to get injured on the first play of Monday Night Football.
But we're talking about this game.
But I have to start Todd Gurley now, who, for a lack of better term, sucks.
Jack, do you like Todd Gurley?
No, because he was on the Rams. So I think he'll do good, but unless he is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can stop him.
I'm just hoping for a 1 yard run in touchdown as he's been doing the whole year.
Yeah, and on Atlanta's side with the receivers, hopefully Julio Jones will be back. Calvin Ridley's a must start. If Julio doesn't play and you're looking for a receiver, Russell Gage did have a decent week this past week and actually threw a passing touchdown to Calvin Ridley.
Yep. Yep. I'm coming up.
You know, we're going to mention it. Young Hwaku had an off week this week. Jack loves Young Hwaku.
Jordan just loves saying Young Hwaku. I can't even say it right, actually.
I can. Young Hwaku.
Young Hwaku. That's a
whenever I say it, people say, God bless you. Sorry, I'm not a comedian.
A little cringy.
Sorry.
Yep, but I got the Buccaneers in that game, and Jack and Howie also. But moving on, Texans, Colts defense, Colts offense looking great. T.Y. Hilton, I mean, pick him up if he's available. I think it's 3 straight weeks in the end zone for him. Colts are starting to finally get into form. Jonathan Taylor exploding once again. He's looking like he's coming into form. And in my opinion, I think they could give the Chiefs a run for their money. The Chiefs obviously look great, but between their defense and offense, you got Michael Pittman, T.Y. Phillip Rivers has made it to the playoffs before. He knows what it takes.
He has.
Mm-hmm. And then I know I love my kickers. Rodrigo Blankenship is obviously a top kicker, but I'm going to let Jack take over for the Texans side. Jack, who do you like on the Texans?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a really good game. I mean, the Texans are coming off a huge loss to the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
They gave up a huge one for Jimmy Montgomery.
Yeah, like for the first play of the game for the Bears.
Yep. And then, and you saw that Deshaun Watson got injured.
Yep. I think he got hit in the old goodies.
I feel bad for Watson because he just doesn't have a lot of talent around him.
He does not, and I don't think they could win this game. I think it's going to be the Chiefs. You said it, Jordan?
No, the Colts. Yep.
Colts.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a better chance of beating them.
Totally agree, Jack.
But hopefully Brandon Cooks is back. I would start him. He's the number one receiver on that team.
I saw it today. Cooks might be out the rest of the season.
Well, that's wonderful news for me.
Kiki Coody and tight ends.
And listen, Chris Hansen if you need a guy.
The Texans and the Colts actually played 2 weeks ago, and the Colts won. Deshaun Watson played better than he did. Yeah.
No, the Texans played on Thanksgiving, and then they just played the Bears. So.
No, thanks. Yep. Dude, Thanksgiving was 3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Oh, sorry, guys.
Dude, and my old man Jordan, forgetting who played when.
My old man Jordan.
Having a memory lapse on the NFL schedule.
Sorry about that, guys.
It's live, folks, so we're entitled to make mistakes here. The next game on the slate we'll be looking at is going to be Chicago and Minnesota. Chicago coming off a huge win yesterday, right, Jack Attack?
Yep, against the Texans.
Yep.
And I
really think the Bears are going to win this game. The Vikings are coming off a loss to Tampa Bay. They have Adam Thielen back, which is great. But you saw at the very last minute, Kirk Cousins got tripped for a fumble. So,
let's see
if they can do that again. And that would be not good.
It's interesting with Chicago because, you know, they've had some down moments this season, but as they go down the stretch, Mitch Trubisky has been a top 10 quarterback since he came back into the lineup. Allen Robinson is a top wide receiver, and David Montgomery is going to be a league winner for a lot of teams out there who kept him out, had the faith to keep him in there.
Yep, I totally agree with you. Howie on that one. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, guys, Mitchell Trubisky, as a starter, was 3-0, and then the Bears decided to bench him, which is very crazy to think about.
Why would they bench him?
That's the question that we would all like to know.
Yeah, they benched him for Nick Foles, which, you know, doesn't make sense. But
Nick Foles got injured against Minnesota. I think he's going to be out for the season, I think.
I mean, I think Trubisky will take it from here on out. Yeah, and hopefully fighting for contract.
I give Trubisky credit for coming back and playing hard. No question about it.
I give him credit. Especially when he got injured with that elbow. So, I just think I think he's going to be quick.
Yep.
For offense.
All right, yep. But Jack has the Bears. I think it'll be a very close game.
It will be. Yeah, it will be. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would lead them Vikings a little just because of their powerhouse offense.
Adam Thielen, Jefferson.
I'm hoping for a little dud week from Dalvin Cook. Hopefully he maybe gets injured, maybe.
Why?
I mean, the Bears are better against the receivers than the run. No?
I mean, Dalvin Cook had one of his worst games against the Bears for this whole season, but he'll probably end up getting like 50 carries and 3 touchdowns. But
they certainly like to run him a lot. Our dog is flipping out over here, so we're trying to get him under control.
Yeah. Jax.
Jax, yep. Right here.
But I got the Vikings.
Here's Jax. Eating his bone. Jordan, what game is up next on the slate?
We got Seattle versus Washington. Washington coming out of nowhere, surpassing the Giants for first place in the NFC East.
I don't necessarily think they're coming out of nowhere. They've been playing better the last couple weeks. They've got a solid defense. I certainly don't want them to overtake the Giants. But at the end of the day, I have a lot of respect for Alex Smith and that defense. And I think this is going to be a good game.
I saw him go out in the fourth quarter, I think it was.
Yeah, I think at halftime, Alex Smith went out, and then Dwayne Haskins went in.
Yeah, and I hope that Smith gets better.
Yep. I think me and a lot of other fantasy owners are hoping for Antonio Gibson to miraculously return this week as they continue to fight for a playoff spot. He went down with turf toe early last week. I think he'll probably be 50-50 to play, but if J.D. McKissic is available, there's a great matchup for him against a pretty bad Seattle defense, and Terry McLaurin also has a great matchup.
Coming off a huge win against the Jets.
But Seattle, yeah.
Seattle, yeah. I mean, I think they pulled Russell Wilson in, like, the third quarter.
And you saw, they pulled him?
Yeah, and then Geno Smith went in for a revenge game.
Yeah, Geno Smith had played for the Jets. And they
I didn't know Russell got pulled.
Yep, they pulled him
out. And you saw that, and you saw DK Metcalf got injured, came right back in.
He scored a touchdown. That guy's unstoppable.
I wouldn't expect a big day from Seattle's offense next week. Obviously, you're starting DK, Tyler Lockett, Chris Carson, but don't get your hopes up too high for these 30-point games from them, especially with a pretty strong Washington football team defense.
Yep, I would agree on that.
Me
too, 100%. Yep, but I have Seattle in that game in a very close game, closer than what people may expect.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is for these games on Sunday, there are actually some games that just don't look like they're very good on paper. I mean, we're going to hit them up real quick. You know, Baltimore and Jacksonville. On the Jacksonville side, I think Gardner Minshew is going to be starting again, actually.
You're only starting one person on Jacksonville, and we all know who that is.
Yep, James Robinson. James Robinson. Jack, who do you like on Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, you have the Ravens playing tonight.
Yeah, right, Monday night.
I guess the Browns.
Yep.
The Browns are coming off a win, I guess.
Yep, a big win against the Titans.
Their first winning season in years.
Yep, and Lamar's coming back, and you saw, I guess, when they played against Dallas.
Yep, Lamar looked great, back to MVP form.
He did. Yep. In the first quarter, he scored a touchdown.
Yep, he had a 40-yard touchdown on fourth down. But interesting guy to watch the next 2 weeks who could be a league winner is J.K. Dobbins, who Jack actually has.
I do, and I totally agree with you on that one, Jordan. And I really think the Lions are going to have a great game against Baker Mayfield.
Yep, I think it will be a close game tonight. And then next week when they play the Ravens, I expect the Ravens to dominate.
The Ravens to dominate Jacksonville. Yep. Absolutely. And J.K. Dobbins, just to add to that, he's in this rookie crop of running backs. We've been talking about them week to week. Cam Akers, Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, Antonio Gibson, James Robinson.
The Browns are going to play my Giants next Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. The game actually got flexed this Sunday night.
I don't know, man. I don't know why they're flexing that game to Sunday night.
Because
I
mean, Dallas is horrible, and they wanted to get them rid of the Sunday night football game.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about that game, Jack? Cleveland against New York. New York yesterday. Woof. Tough game.
That was a terrible game for the New York Giants. I mean, you saw with Kyler Murray, he got injured, but he came back.
Yep.
And I totally think that the Giants are going to have an easier win against the Browns. Because the Browns are coming off a win against Tennessee. So we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. I really hope the Giants could rebound. I think it's going to say a lot about them if they're able to win this one.
Yep, and as much as it kills me to say because I'm a Giants fan, if the Browns defense is available and you're on a bye or they're on waivers, try to pick them up because
they're playing the Giants, and then in championship week they play the Jets.
So they're probably the number one defense from here on out. But I do have the Browns beating the Giants sadly next week. I think it'll be an okay game, but they have the best running back duo in the league between Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry is coming into playoff form.
Kareem Hunt.
Yep, Jarvis Landry and Baker Mayfield finally stepping up after all this time.
Yep, one of the best games on the slate this week, and at least on paper, is going to be a late Sunday afternoon game. Kansas City Chiefs at the New Orleans Saints.
On Sunday afternoon.
Very surprising loss to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the Chiefs are coming off a win against Miami.
Yep. Yep. Big win for them. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see Pat Mahomes against that New Orleans defense. It's a shame it doesn't look like Drew Brees. Doesn't look like Drew Brees is going to be playing for New Orleans, unfortunately.
Yep.
Still
if he does play, have fun watching Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas go to work, because they will be most likely double-digit targets, and they'll have a great day fantasy-wise.
With Brees.
But if Brees is playing, if it's still Taysom Hill, I still expect Kamara to have a decent day. He actually had 7 catches this past week, and I think they're going to target him more, especially in a more competitive game. I expect him to do more dump-offs, have Kamara run upfield. And then Michael Thomas obviously gets his points from his slants. Slant boy.
Jack Attack, who do you like on the Chiefs?
Kelce and Hill.
Yeah.
Both have them on my team.
Yeah.
And I totally think that the Chiefs are going to get this win against New Orleans.
Yeah, it's going to be a close one. One thing I wanted to put out there, folks, Travis Kelce leads all receivers in the NFL in receiving yards. 1,250 yards coming from the tight end position. Very, very impressive.
And I know we talk about cards here and there, but if you follow Patrick Mahomes on Instagram, you saw his Instagram story today. He's actually stocking up on some Travis Kelce rookie cards.
Oh, that was Mahomes you sent me?
Yeah.
Very interesting. The last game on the slate is going to be the Monday night game. I can't even believe it's going to be December 21st. Pittsburgh at the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm counting on the Pittsburgh Steelers to rebound from the last couple of tough games they've had. What do you think, Jack Attack?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers are coming off a two-game loss to the Buffalo Bills and the football team. And the Bengals are doing really not good.
No Joe Burrow. I mean, the team is pretty much insane.
Cowboys won that 30-7.
Yeah,
they have made the Cowboys look good. No question about it. Fire up your Steelers, Big Ben,
Claypool, Juju,
Deontay Johnson, if he can actually catch a pass.
If Deontay Johnson drops another ball, he may be benched for the whole game. He was benched till halftime last night. It was crazy. James Conner, stay away from him. No matter how good or bad his matchup is, he's one of the biggest wild cards in fantasy. So he's a bit of a risk to start. And then looking at the
Eric Ebron's actually a decent start at tight end.
He is a decent start. And then looking at the Cincinnati side, I mean, no one you can really trust. Giovanni Bernard, thankfully for me, fumbles on the first play.
It's honestly not even worth talking about Cincinnati. No disrespect. Burrow needs to get healthy and come back next year. Jack, who do you like on the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers are really doing well. I mean, they were undefeated for a long time. Yeah. And then the football team came in, and they beat them, and Buffalo beat them. So I just feel like this is going to be a really bad, good game for the Steelers to win again.
Mm-hmm. So. This is a very big game for the Steelers, because if they lose and the Bills win, the Bills move up right to that number two spot because of their tiebreaker, and the Bills are coming for the Chiefs, people. The Bills are coming.
Oh yeah.
That wraps up the slate for this week 15 in the NFL, everybody. We want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Please feel free. Tell people that you're friends with to listen to the show. Later in the week, Jordan and I are going to be doing like an NBA basketball preview. We're going to start shifting gears a little bit to talk about the NBA. Hey, Jack Attack, who's some of your favorite NBA players?
Oh, shoot. Kevin Durant coming off Nets are coming off a win against the Wizards.
Preseason, yep. Who else?
It's just players. You don't even have to talk about games. Who are your favorite big players in the NBA?
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. He loves using them in NBA 2K.
Jordan's a LeBron fan, by the way. He thinks he's better than Michael Jordan.
Oh, he is better than Michael Jordan. And
watch
this season, because LeBron's coming for that fifth title, and next year he's coming for number six.
That's funny. I can't disagree. The Lakers look very good. But anyway, that's going to be coming up later in the week. Please, if you enjoy the show, tell your friends, like and subscribe, Apple Podcasts.
Tell your friends. Be on the lookout this week. We are approaching 2,000 followers on our Instagram. Thank you to everyone who's following, liking our post. We will be posting a giveaway for that, so be sure to tune in for that. It's going to be all over.
That's at Jacob's Dynasty Sports on Instagram, at Jacob's Dynasty Sports on Twitter. Yep. And we want to thank our good friend Jack Attack. By the way, folks, Jack is only 15 years old, and he's full of great football knowledge. And he just shows it doesn't matter what age you are. If you have a passion for a sport, if you have a passion for anything in life, look how much knowledge he has to share with all the listeners.
And let's hope that Jack can close in on a big semifinal. As long as J.K. Dobbins gets 2 points tonight, he's moving on to the semifinals. I'm moving on to the semifinals, and hopefully we have a showdown in the championship.
And I'll just watch these guys.
From the sidelines.
Jack, thanks so much. Do you have anything else you want to say before we sign off, big guy?
No. Thank you guys so much. And Tony, I hope you guys do good. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for joining us.
Enjoy Monday Night Football, Jack. We love you, buddy.
I will, guys. Thank you so much for having me on, and goodbye. And
bye. I'll see you. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Take care.
Take care, guys. So.